Overhead Door Company, the original garage door company, serving you for over 90 years. Call 767-0028 or overheaddoorcocharleston.com. Overhead Door Company of Charleston, proud to open today's Fan Talk with Bobby Harton.
Welcome to ESPN Fan Talk with your host, the king of sports himself. The only king who drinks his crown rather than wears it. The Betty White of sports radio. The myth, the legend himself, Mr. Bobby Harton. Let's start the show.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Fan Talk here on this Wednesday afternoon. Fan Talk, the only sports radio show with their very own marching band.
Yes, that is true. I believe in all of the country.
And they come in and they just go.
Yeah, minute and a half. It's real quick.
That's
real
it.
Quick.
In and out. And, you know, it's a lot of trouble. They bus here every day, get out, march in.
There's 46 of them. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, just trying to stay on top.
That's what we do. That's what we do over here.
Luke doesn't have a marching band.
I tell you what. He does not.
Anyway, Fan Talk built by Baker Roofing. Been in business over 100 years. One of the largest, most recognized roofing contractors in the United States. And whether you need residential or commercial roofing, give our friend Matt Johnson a call. He is the general manager of Baker Roofing. Or you can check him out at bakerroofing.com. You know, I can already tell, yesterday was a good boys' day.
Yes, it
was. Today, I can tell, not so much.
Well, yesterday I thought it was going to be a rough one because I was sitting there in the back and I heard a couple coughs, but you came through in the end. So I'm hoping we got another good day ahead of us.
Well, hopefully. Maybe it'll get better. But we've got a good show planned for you today. Our weekly visit with Gene Sapikoff coming up at 3:25, 5:25. Our weekly visit with Dr. David Geyer. Lots to talk about with both of those guys. And, of course, your phone calls. We've got Olympic stuff to talk about. Twitter was an exceptionally ugly place today.
It seems like the last 72 hours it's been a cesspool more than usual.
I haven't posted anything about the Simone Biles anything. I mean, right. I just, you know, that's her thing. I don't care.
We can't get into her mind.
Yeah,
we don't know.
If she needed to do that, she's done – more than enough for this country.
Oh, absolutely. More than any gymnast can.
But now, that has been very ugly on Twitter.
Yes, absolutely.
And now basically young women are blaming old white men for this. And I'm going, I haven't done a thing.
Yeah, right, you haven't done a thing, Bob. This is not on you. They're not blaming Bobby Harden because you've been supportive of Simone Biles since the start of this.
That is just a fight. I don't even want to climb.
Yeah, well, just stay out of it. I mean,
what she's done in her career, if she doesn't, and that is a sport where if you don't feel confident and you don't feel comfortable and you have something distracting you, you could really injure yourself.
Absolutely, and especially the difficulty level that she is going for. Nobody attempts the stunts that she does. So
yeah, this ain't playing on the monkey bars down at the playground.
Yeah, we need to get that straight with people. This is real deal stuff.
Whatever she needs, I wish her nothing but the best. And by the way, that coming from an old white man.
There you go. Put it on the record.
I want it on the record that I am pro-Simone. How about that?
We are a pro-Simone show over here.
We're in your corner.
Absolutely.
That has been extremely ugly on Twitter. And poor Mike Yuva, who's the nicest guy you ever want to meet, tweets out this morning, the same people who think South Carolina should consider moving to the ACC probably put slaw on their pulled pork sandwiches.
Whoa.
And people have been arguing all day about whether it's okay to put slaw on a barbecue sandwich.
I believe that it is. I don't know. Is that a controversial take? I enjoy
and
good
slaw.
And
by the way, nobody calls it a pulled pork sandwich.
What do you call it?
A barbecue sandwich.
Yeah, come on. Pulled pork.
And if you want to put slow on it, sometimes I'm in the mood for slow on my barbecue. Sometimes I'm not.
You know, I like the Permane Bros sandwich up in Pittsburgh with the French fries that they put in the sandwich.
I've never had that, but I mean, sometimes you can get a – it seems like the new trend is to make sandwiches so big you have to eat them with a fork.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been knife and fork some of my sandwiches I've had at these new restaurants downtown.
I mean, come on. A sandwich, you pick it up with your hands and it fits in your mouth.
I wouldn't like to, you know, knife and fork my BLT. Sorry about that. I'd like to pick it up.
Absolutely. But so that has been something people have been arguing about all day.
People just find
things.
There's no
argument. If you want to put slow on your barbecue sandwich, there's nothing wrong with that.
It's a personal preference, just like Simone Biles, just like Naomi, just like all these people.
Oh, gosh. People will argue about anything.
Yeah, just it's a mindset that I will never understand, that's for sure.
There's dipweeds on Twitter will sit there and argue all day that it's wrong to put ketchup on a hot dog.
Yeah, it's like, would you guys?
Shut up. If I want to put ketchup on my hot dog, I can put what the hell I want on it.
It's a personal preference, and they would like to tell you that you're wrong for no reason.
I just, I've had to back away from Twitter. I mean, I, again, the only reason I am on Twitter is to get sports news.
Yes, absolutely. I 100%
Because it's a great
agree.
Story. I wish there was some filter you could put in there.
I believe you can. I just want
the sports stuff.
We definitely could look at the algorithm and figure that out for you, Bob.
And if you really have a dive deep into the comments.
Oh, I can't.
People, I mean, it's.
I can't. I can't do that, Bobby.
So Twitter's been ugly today, but we're going to talk to you, 843-721-9500. You can follow us on Facebook. We're on Twitter, at FanTalk98.9. And also a number of ways you can listen to the show. You can listen to us online, charlestonsportsradio.com. Listen to us on your Alexa device. You can download the app from the App Store, Google Play. Just download ESPN Charleston. And you can go really old-fashioned and listen to us on your radio.
Super old-fashioned.
I mean, that's...
I've been doing it recently, though. I'm usually a plug-the-phone-in guy, listen to the music. I've been going sports radio.
There you go. We're changing America one person at a time.
Exactly. That's what we do here on Fan Talk.
8 days until the NFL Hall of Fame game. That'll be a week from tomorrow, 8 days until college football camps open up. 38 days now until Clemson plays Georgia. That means 36 till Citadel opens.
Here we go.
They opened that Thursday at Coastal Carolina.
Here we go, dogs. So that'll be a tough one.
So we're in the 30s now, folks. The 30s.
30s. Bobby, we are getting there. I can feel it.
43 days until the NFL season opener, and we are 113 days until our Fan Talk Family's Radiothon. That'll be coming up on November the 18th. Also on today's show, at some point, we'll give away another 4-pack of River Dogs tickets. These tickets are for Saturday's game, so listen up this afternoon and you might win those. Scores from yesterday, River Dogs split a doubleheader, lost game 1-2, one game 2-5-4. River Dogs now 51-21 on the season. Battery beat Loudoun United 5-3 in an 8-goal shootout.
Wow.
So congratulations to the Battery. They improved to 6-4-3. Braves all over the Mets last night, 12-3. They're one game under 500. 7 o'clock tonight.
They were hitting that ball.
They try once again to get to 500. Oh, yeah, Austin Riley, grand slam, a two-run home run last night. 6 RBIs, Ozzy Albies had a home run. Abraham Amonte had a home run. So a big night at the plate for the Braves. So 50-41, 4 games back of the Mets last night. In the Olympics, men's basketball, United States beat Iran 120-66. I take nothing from that whatsoever.
Me either. I was
Iran.
Yeah, apparently Popovich changed up a few things. I'm not buying it. It was just that we played Iran, people.
Katie Ledecky finally wins a gold medal. She won the 1,500-meter freestyle. The United States beat Russia 18-15 for the goal in the 3x3 women's basketball. So going into tonight, we've got United States has 11 goals 11 silver and 9 bronze medals, and they are 4 medals ahead of China.
There we go. That's what we like to hear.
I think it'd be really cool if the United States ended up playing China for the gold medal in basketball, just to see who Popovich would pull for.
Oh, jeez. Oh, Bobby.
Yeah, I had to go
the
there.
Slander. The slander.
I had to go
you
there.
You had to do that to Pop.
Yeah, well, whatever. I think all the NBA players would be conflicted.
Yeah, they do spend a lot of time over there, don't they?
They make a lot of money off of China.
Yes, they do. On the shoe contracts.
So anyway, let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Hey, Bobby, this is Jackson. I got a quick question. When are you planning on having Penn Wages, the referee, on to answer questions? And the reason why I'm asking that, in this past Sunday's, the 25th of July's Post and Courier paper, there was a picture of the Clemson middle linebacker, what I call a targeting call on the Ohio State quarterback Fields. And I wanted to know if, you know, what, you know, always what Penn Wages always says about the changes in different rules for the coming year, and also whether the Clemson middle linebacker will miss the first half of the Georgia game because of his targeting call where he got to set out the second half of the Ohio State game.
You know, I think he does have to sit out the first half, if I'm not mistaken, but we'll probably have Penn on in the next couple of weeks, and I'm writing myself a note right now to ask him about that. But as far as I know, he does have to sit out the first half if the penalty incurred in the second half of the playoff game. Was it the second half or the first half?
Right. I think the foul occurred in the first half.
All right, then he does not have to sit out. He sat out the second half, and I believe that's it.
My understanding, a player had to sit out the whole game, a whole game, meaning a half of one and a half of another. That's why I'm saying please ask Penn Wages that
I will
question.
Definitely do that when we have Penn on.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you very much. And we could talk about how they say they're going to enforce the pants below the knees. I'll believe it when I see it.
Absolutely. That's going to be a hard-hitting question there.
I mean, that's a rule that gets broken every game by every player.
All the defensive backs
in the
country.
And it's been a rule for a couple of years, and the pants get – I watched North Carolina, Texas A&M. What bowl game was that last year? Texas A&M had 2 late scores and beat Sam Howell was basically wearing shorts.
He wears 5-inch inseam shorts. Like, you can see half of his thigh. It's ridiculous.
So we'll see if they enforce that, next year. But we definitely will have Penn on. We have him on every year. So, in fact, I'm making myself a note. Maybe call Penn and get that set up, because he'll probably be doing scrimmages and stuff like that. He goes to different colleges and visits with all the teams and stuff like that to go over any rule changes and answer any questions they have. So. We will line that up fairly quickly. Probably when I go to cruise on the 11th.
Mm, okay.
That'll probably be a good time, because he usually brings his car up there and gets his oil changed.
There you go.
So,
there we go.
Anyway, all right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
There are a few problems on the roadways right now, and one of them on the James Island Connector, inbound to James Island out between Harborview and Folly, and it is a mess. Inbound to James Island. Traffic is extremely heavy between Harborview and the 61 Connector. Try to avoid that if you can. Also, watch for heavy traffic because of an accident on the interstate westbound out approaching Somerville at mile marker 198. 165 at Burbage, there is an accident. Lincoln, Salcahatchie, and Remount at North Rhett. Reports of accidents as well. Be careful as you travel. All Seasons True Value Hardware, 866 Folly Road and 2876 Maybank Highway. Open Monday through Saturday at 8 a.m. All Seasons True Value Hardware. That's the latest Tri-County Traffic Update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic report provided to you by South Carolina Federal Credit Union, recently recognized as the best financial institution by readers of the Post and Courier. Visit scfederal.org, South Carolina Federal Credit Union.
This weather report brought to you by Exit Realty Lowcountry Group, making home buying simple. Here's your afternoon forecast. Couple of thunderstorms in the area, a high around 83. Partly cloudy tonight with a low around 74. Partly sunny and humid Thursday with a high around 88. Looking ahead, mostly sunny Thursday and Friday. Partly sunny Saturday and Sunday. Highs this weekend in the low 90s. With your Lowcountry forecast, I'm John Dixon.
The Exit Realty Lowcountry Group and their team of trusted advisors are staples in the real estate community of the Lowcountry and a champion of closing the gap in home ownership for those who didn't think they could own a home. Buying a home is still the American dream, and if you're serious about buying a home, you can own your own home. Let Exit Realty Lowcountry Group lead you through the process. Call today, 843-619-3005, or visit exitlowcountry.com. That's exitlowcountry.com.
Since 1941, Southern Lumber's been serving the Lowcountry with perfection, one board at a time. Their products from Addison Windows are worry-proof and time-proof. Visit Southern Lumber online or at 2031 King Street. See why Charleston has trusted them for three quarters of a century. Southern Lumber, Anderson Windows, performance that aces the test of time.
Southern Lumber and Millwork, your natural choice for quality.
Hi, I'm April Jewell, a teacher in Ballard County School District in Kentucky. Thanks to a $25,000 grant from America's Farmers Grow Rural Education, sponsored by the Monsanto Fund, a philanthropic arm of Bayer, we upgraded the technology in our classrooms to enhance health science curriculums to prepare students for various careers. I encourage farmers to nominate a school district to apply for $10,000 or $25,000 STEM grants. Visit americasfarmers.com.
Hi, I'm Russell Wilson. Each year, millions of domestic violence victims stay in abusive situations because they fear for the safety of their pet. Today, less than 10% of domestic violence shelters allow pets. That's why the Banfield Foundation supports programs that help people and pets find safety together. Because when we help pets, we help people too. To learn more and get involved, visit banfieldfoundation.org/safertogether.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harton.
Welcome back to Fan Talk here on this One-Hit Wonder Wednesday. One-Hit Wonder there, and didn't do any girl named Jenny good for the rest of her life.
No, my mother's name is Jenny.
How many clowns walk up to in a bar and find out the girl's name is Jenny, and he goes, I know your number.
I know your number. Yeah, try something better, pal. Not going to work this time.
I mean, man, how many dumbasses think that actually works?
Oh, I'm sure that it's been attempted. I could probably ask my mom.
I've got a texted pin with that question. Skowski, was kicked out in the first half.
Right.
So he sat out the second half. I don't think he has to sit out the first half of the first game this year.
Since it was the first half, I believe
he did. I don't think so. I could be wrong. But I have texted my buddy Penn Wagers to get an official ruling on that.
There we go.
So I don't think he does.
No, I think you're right. I think if he sat out
If he'd have got kicked out in the second half of that game, he would have had to sit out the first half of the first game. But I don't think he has to sit out against Georgia. I could be wrong. I'm going with what my gut says, and the old gut says it's okay to have slaw on barbecue, and I don't think he has to sit out the first half.
Once again, put it on the record, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
So, let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Hey, you don't have a gut anymore, so you don't have a gut.
It kind of came back during the pandemic a little bit.
All right,
I'm working
things.
On it.
I read in the Globe yesterday that This is about the money given to college athletes.
Why does the Globe write about college football? They know nothing about it.
Well, actually, they had a little blurb about Boston College is moving up the ranks at the ACC, which I don't believe. But anyway, one of the hockey players now, he's the second year in the league, has got $300,000 in endorsements. And I said, wow, that's a lot of money. And then I'm listening to ESPN last night, and they had this blurb, Nick Saban at the SEC things, and maybe it's old, and I know you know everything about college football. There's a kid, a quarterback for Alabama, who's never played a game in his life, is evidently got $1 million in endorsements. $1 million in endorsements.
Yeah, and, certain players are going to get deals like that. I think we're really going to see it when basketball starts. The big stars, the one and doneers, they are going to benefit greatly. I think female athletes, the stars in that are going to benefit a lot. But it is what it is. As long as it's not, I don't mind if a player already enrolled in the school gets paid a bunch of money. What I don't want to see is promising a kid he's going to get paid a bunch of money if he signs with this school. And that's
funny you said that, because the Globe said now that $300,000 with a hockey player, that says the coach has got a leg up when he goes out and recruits, because the talent level on hockey players for college are very small. He has a leg up. He says, oh, look, you come to Boston College, you can make some money. And I'm sure at Alabama, because they don't need that. Alabama is by far and away the greatest. Right now, there's nobody even close to Alabama in recruiting. Nobody. And they don't need that. But $1 million for a quarterback who hasn't even played a game. Okay, as far as the Red Sox, the Braves, and Chicago, the Globe also reported that they talked to the Braves about Freeman. And first they said, no, he's not getting traded. And then they called again, the Red Sox did, and they said, well, if we were to consider it, we want the third pick. You know, the Red Sox got like the third pick in the amateur draft, which is a lot of people say he may be the best player in the draft. They said, you have to start with him. And the Red Sox said, no, thanks, but no thanks. So I don't know how serious the Braves are about trading.
I don't think they're serious at all. They're one game. They're only four games out of first place
in a winnable division. Again, I can only say what's being reported, but right now the asking price is really high for Rizzo, who's not batting very well. His contract is up, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I had forgotten, the kid from Boston who ran the Cubs is not there anymore. He left.
Yeah.
He left last year. Okay, last but not least, I heard Aaron Rodgers' press conference. I've said this to you before. The guy in Houston, the guy in Seattle, and Aaron Rodgers, I don't know what they think that this is becoming in the NFL, NBA. The idea that quarterbacks get a say in who comes in and who leaves and who gets drafted, maybe I'm old school, Bobby. Okay, maybe I'm old school. But that's what you have a coach and a general manager and a scouting department for. In case when I hang up, people say, well, what about Brady? Brady's problem was he wanted a 3-year contract, and Belichick said, we'll go in year to year. He said, no, I'll sign the contract this year, but I want to be considered a free agent next year. He never asked for any of this stuff. I don't know where you fit in on all this. And by the way, the hot rumor in Pro Football Weekly is that the Houston quarterback, if he can clear all these sexual harassment charges, which is going to be tough to do, the Washington Redskins, which I never heard before, there's rumors that the Washington Redskins will be hot after him. So have you heard any of this?
I haven't heard the Redskins. I heard the Eagles were interested, but that's all. I got to go. Yeah, John, I got to run.
Where do you fit in on these quarterbacks thinking that
I think when you've got a quarterback that's done a lot for the franchise, I think maybe you get his input. Maybe.
Absolutely.
I don't think you don't make any. You certainly don't make. Don't let him make any decisions for you, but you do seek his input, I think.
Somebody said about Aaron Rodgers, and look, today he's the best quarterback in the NFL. Brady's 44 years old, so it's not. But he is, how do I say this? He is a very complicated individual. He really is. You know, I mean, he just, and you know, if I were given the interview, I would have stood up. Nobody asked this. You know, you said that they drafted a quarterback to replace you. Well, didn't they draft you to replace one of the greatest quarterbacks that ever played, Brett Favre?
And Brett
but
Favre.
Nobody asked them that.
And Brett Favre acted the same way. John, I got to go.
All right, bye.
All right, I got to take a break. We'll be right back. Gene Sapikoff coming up next. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
When it comes to protecting what matters most, it makes sense to choose an insurance agent that's a part of your community. Your local Allstate agent, Philip Bradley, knows the ins and outs of both owning and protecting a home in your neighborhood, which means Philip can help you get the protection you want that fits you and your life. Are you in good hands? Contact the Bradley Insurance Agency at 843-881-AUTO today for a free quote, subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
It's not just the housing market that's hot. Starling Chevrolet is on fire too. With vehicle demand at an all-time high, now is the time to receive top dollar on your trade-in. Visit Starling Chevrolet in Mount Pleasant or online at SouthCarolinaChevy.com.
If you're injured, you're entitled to more benefits than the insurance company wants to pay you. What you need is an experienced, proven lawyer to fight for those benefits for you. Don't bother calling the insurance company. Call David Ayler Law Offices at 843-744-4444.
One of the questions that we're asked most at Scatell's Manufacturing Jewelers is, how are you different? To which we answer, our name says it all. We're a manufacturing jeweler. We buy our stones loose. We cast our settings and mountings in precious gold and platinum and silver. Then we set those stones in rings, pendants, and earrings for engagements, weddings, anniversaries, and special gifts, eliminating the expensive middleman, creating savings that we're able and eager to pass on to you. But at Scatell's, we go even farther. We teach you about diamonds in a free seminar where under a microscope, you'll see how one stone differs from another, why cut, color, clarity, and carat weight are so important in your choice, and how for more than 30 years with no pressure, no obligation, we've helped thousands in the Lowcountry buy more diamond than they thought they could ever afford. That's what makes Scatell's Manufacturing Jewelers different. In Charleston, Mount Pleasant, and at Scatell's.com.
Your auto glass should always have a clear view. That's why you call Clear View Auto Glass free mobile service. Their friendly certified technicians will do an amazing job on your windshield. Locally owned, Clear View Auto Glass saves you time, money, and works with all insurance companies. That's why Charleston has trusted Clear View Auto since 1996. 843-569-3300. That's 843-569-3300.
That's not pizza, that's my laundry. Skip the hassle of going to the cleaners and let Leierlease To Go pick up and deliver right to your home or office. From shirts, suits, and casual wear to curtains, comforters, and regular old household laundry, Leierlease To Go does it all. Simply call or text 843-377-6994 to schedule a free pickup. Mention that you heard about us on ESPN and get 20% off your next order. Leierlease, keeping the Lowcountry looking its finest since 1932.
Looking for a side hustle or a job for your kiddo? Consider Wingstop, the national leader in chicken wings and fries. Learn skills and trades that will advance your pay as well as your abilities in the hospitality industry. Apply in person at either location, Sam Rittenberg Boulevard or Rivers Avenue.
Now, back to Bobby Harden.
Welcome back to you, Fan Talk here on this one-hit wonder Wednesday afternoon. Time now for our weekly visit with our good buddy Gene Sapikoff. Gene, how are you today?
Just getting ready to be dancing in the moonlight, Bobby. That's about it.
That's right. Really, there's nothing going on, really nothing else to do, so why not, right?
Yeah, I mean, the only thing to do this time of year is figure out if the College of Charleston can start a football program soon enough to get in this realignment shuffle. That's what I'm thinking.
All right, let's get to it. A lot to talk about in football. Of course, the big story, Oklahoma and Texas leaving the Big 12. Probably by Friday, it should be official that they're headed to the SEC. First of all, your initial reaction when you saw all this?
You know, a couple years ago, I wouldn't have been too surprised. I guess I was a little naive and thought some of this stuff had died down, except for where is Notre Dame going to go? What a power grab by Greg Sankey and the SEC to get Texas and Oklahoma. And Ross Dellinger of Sports Illustrated certainly has an interesting piece about Pac-10 officials complaining and whining and saying that it was almost like insider trading when Greg Sankey was one of the four people in the working group that came up with the idea to have the 12-team playoff, all the while knowing that he was about to steal Texas and Oklahoma from the Big 12. So this is fascinating, and I know, as you've talked about a lot, Bobby, a lot more legs to this.
Yeah, a lot of questions. I was going to ask you this a little bit later, but since you brought it up, I've always viewed Greg Sankey as one of the best leaders in college athletics. Like you mentioned, he sat right there with Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlesby, worked side by side to create the playoff expansion. All the while he's doing that, he's working, if you believe the reports, and this has been going on for 6 months or so, he's working to really take the Big 12's two biggest brands. Has he, in your opinion, has he lost the trust of the powers that be in college football by doing this?
No doubt about it. I mean, I think he's cut himself into a provincial situation here. It's a very lucrative one. He still is probably the most powerful person in college athletics, let alone football. But clearly, I mean, I don't know if this is good for college football as a whole. I don't know if it's good, as I wrote earlier this week in the Post and Courier, for schools like South Carolina, Mississippi, Mississippi State, Vanderbilt, Kentucky, Missouri. I don't know if it's good for them down the line if you're interested in something like, oh, I don't know, winning football games. It's certainly great for the cash register. But, yeah, as far as Greg Sankey goes, too, you know, Bobby, if we end up with some sort of like 132-team super league for football, then this doesn't really matter all that much. But if it is going to be four 16-team big conferences, then he's really cut the SEC a heck of a deal here. And the bottom line on Greg Sankey is you want him on your side and you don't want to play poker against that guy.
No, absolutely not. And the bottom line in all this, Texas did what was best for Texas. Oklahoma did what was best for Oklahoma. And the SEC did what's best for them. Now, the big question is, what happens next? I mean, quite frankly, the other conferences can expand all they want to. But there's only one school out there, and that school being Notre Dame, that carries the brand power that can match Texas and Oklahoma. There's nobody else out there.
As far as free agency goes, you're right. There's some, you know, pretty plum names that have been mentioned as far as, you know, jumping candidates, including, you know, people talk about Clemson and Florida State. The ACC's got rights agreements through 2036. That would be really difficult. Not impossible, but difficult. And some ACC people, even people that I talked to last week in Charlotte, have mentioned, could we get Maryland back? Could we get Penn State? Another, again, very, very difficult. But it's going to be interesting to see how Texas and Oklahoma go about extracting themselves from the Big 12. Officially, they're in until 2025. There is no way they're playing in the Big 12 that long. I think they could be in the SEC as early as 2022, but for sure by 2023.
Yeah, and maybe not football, but certainly basketball, baseball, all the other sports, they could start next year, if you think about it. But this certainly, so many questions left to be answered. What do the other conferences do? What do they do about expanding the conference playoffs now? Is that proposal still valid? I will ask you straight up. Do you think the end game is creating a super conference?
No doubt about it. It's either a 32 or, you know, 36, some sort of number in the 30s of the very elite schools. And that'll be interesting, too, because of some of the schools that are kind of temporarily and conveniently elite aren't necessarily always that so. Or, as I said, it just would be so perfect, you know, four 16-team conferences. And the thing, Bobby, this is where the rubber's going to meet the road as far as the differences between those two. If you go to the 32, that's where you cut out the Wake Forests and the Vanderbilts of the world and maybe the Washington States and so on. And I think that is a real possibility because, you know, are they as invested in big-time football as some of these other schools? But if you go to the 4-16s, I mean, maybe you add some schools like Central Florida or Cincinnati and, of course, Notre Dame.
Well, again, I mean, if they would I agree with you. I think we're headed for a super conference. And as simple as it sounds, if they want to do that, if they just gave me a number, I could probably figure out, and you could probably figure out what's going to happen. If we just had that number, how many teams do you want in this super conference? I talked about yesterday, and just get your thoughts on it. I was just thinking outside the box. Would not surprise me if you saw a merger between the Pac-12 and the Big Ten. The SEC grabs up the ACC. You know, you'll see both conferences maybe fight over what's left of the Big 12. And when all that's said and done, they just announced, well, there's no more Southeastern Conference. There's no more conferences. And they just keep whatever number of teams they want. And everybody else is just left to figure it out. Is that crazy?
No, I think that's exactly where we're going. And then the question is again, are some of the teams that are kind of have-nots within these major within the Power Five conferences right now, are they still in this game? It's like they're all sitting at a big, you know, I'm going to use the analysis again, the poker table, and who's going to put the chips down for this? And that's what's fascinating. What's the number? Some people think it's 64. Some people think it's more like 32. If I had to bet, Bobby, I'd say you've got to go 64 because if you want a national tournament and a national sport, it just can't be that confined.
Do you think this would be a football-only conference and we just do basketball, baseball like we normally have? Or that they separate completely? And because the bottom line, if you come over to Super Conference, there's your TV spots right there. They're going there first for television coverage, and there's your television money. And I don't think South Carolina would be included in a super conference. Do you?
Again, where's the number? If you tell me it's 64, yes. If you tell me it's 32, no. But that is one of the reasons why, you know, you look at a school like South Carolina or say like Wisconsin. I mean, some of these sort of mid-level Power Five schools, if you will, Tennessee. I mean, you're going to tell me that you're having a national tournament and not including those schools, those fan bases, that interest? That's insane. That would be the college football would be significantly diluted over the years if you're going to cut it to such an elite group of like 32 or 40. But again, read Ross Dellinger's piece in Sports Illustrated, and a number in the 30s is what some experts think where we're going.
Right. And you wrote a great article about the pros and cons of South Carolina, what they should do. I mean, obviously the South Carolina's path up the SEC ladder just got harder with the addition of Oklahoma and Texas. Geographically, obviously ACC is better. Financially, the SEC is better. I personally, unless they're forced out, I don't see Carolina going anywhere until, again, whatever the number of that super conference is.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think overall, you know, all the sports, the administrators, they're comfortable. The only thing is, oh, the elephant in the room, you know, they're going to lose more football games. That's just a fact. I mean, Bobby, in the conventional sense, you're talking about Alabama and Auburn geographically moving into the SEC East. That's really tough. If they go to the possibly projected four-team four-team pods. What Andy Staples of The Athletic was talking about yesterday is South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, and Tennessee. That's tough. That's at best 1-2 every year for the Gamecocks on average over the history of tradition. So, you know, it's just going to be a difficult thing. I do think they can hold their own in most of the other sports, though.
Yeah, I did like the pod idea. I thought that was pretty good stuff because that way you get to see these teams a lot quicker. Moving on real quick to baseball trade deadline Friday. Do you expect the Braves to do anything?
I don't think they're going to make a major move. I mean, they're, I think, like eighth in the overall record, nine out of the wild card. I fully realize they could easily win the division, but that's not good enough. The Braves need to be in the World Series for it to be a really good year, and I think they're going to not want to give up valuable pieces that they could be using in 2022 for a serious run at not just a pennant, but, you know, winning the World Series next year.
Yeah, I think if Acuna was healthy, a lot of these guys that are injured were healthy, maybe they make a move. But I agree with you. I don't think they do much at all.
Yeah, can you imagine, Bobby, this team with Soroka, Acuna, Ozuna out of trouble? I mean, et cetera. It would just be tremendous, and that's what they expected. And hey, maybe next year some really fun things can be happening in suburban Sandy Springs where the Braves play baseball.
One final question. Wake Forest announced they require members of the media, if they want to participate in in-person interviews, they have to be fully vaccinated. Have you heard anything from the schools you cover, Carolina and Clemson, and the other state schools?
Yeah, I polled officials at both schools in the last week about things like that, and they said it's definitely a possibility. And I've got to tell you, Bobby, I was pleasantly, for my own personal interest, surprised that gaggles of reporters were allowed around SEC and ACC football players last week at the respective conference media days events. And I'm just not sure, you know, with this uptick in variant stuff, that's how it's going to be on Mondays and Tuesdays in the fall, and certainly probably not after Saturday football games. I think we might be looking at more Zoom stuff this year.
Absolutely. Gene, always good stuff. Always great talking to you. Keep up the good work, and we'll talk to you next Wednesday, okay?
Thanks a lot, Bobby.
Okay. Gene Sapikoff does a great job covering sports for the Post and Courier. We got to take a break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Problems on the roadways right now include incidents on the interstate westbound, a stalled auto at Ashley Phosphate. We also have reports of an accident out near College Park Road, mile marker 203, and approaching Somerville, mile marker 198. Some heavy traffic in the areas. Do expect some delays if you are trying to travel 165 at Burbage. Reports of a wreck there. Red Bank at Hallmark. An accident right near Snake in Goose Creek. Old Town at Southgate. Reports of an accident as well. Traffic's brought to you by CSL Plasma. New donors can earn $825 in the first month. Two locations on Rivers Avenue, across from Northwoods Mall, and across from the Old Naval Hospital. CSL Plasma, good for you, great for life. That's the latest Tri-County Traffic Update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic report brought to you by the Concrete Rose Foundation, uplifting the youth of the community through sports and mentoring. Visit ConcreteRoseFoundation.com to sign up for the West Ashley Junior Wildcats football team, ages 5 through 12.
Low Country Weather.
Brought to you by Home Telecom. My Wi-Fi X from Home Telecom extends coverage to the whole house. Live your world faster with Home Telecom. Here's your afternoon forecast. Couple of thunderstorms in the area, a high around 83. Partly cloudy tonight with a low around 74. Partly sunny and humid Thursday with a high around 88. Looking ahead, mostly sunny Thursday and Friday. Partly sunny Saturday and Sunday. Highs this weekend in the low 90s. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
Summer is back, and so is sipping, sizzling, and splashing. But sometimes you gotta beat the heat.
That means more surfing, more streaming, and more shopping. You know, internet stuff. And Home Telecom has all the speed you need. Upgrade your internet to 300 megabits per second. Only $74.95 per month for a whole year. Get ready for summer. Upgrade your internet speed today. Live life ahead with Home Telecom.
Foundation problems start small, but will only get bigger and more expensive. Candy Foundation Specialist is the trusted expert for sinking foundations and settling concrete. Foundation problems don't get better over time.
They get better when you call my dad.
Canty Foundation Specialist will permanently repair any foundation and crawl space problems. Call for a free estimate today. 843-484-3625. That's 843-484-3625. Or online at cantycanfixit.com.
What's your favorite color? Tell us, please.
Kids will spend 20 minutes listening to songs like this.
What's your favorite color?
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. They have the time. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take a deep breath in and let go of the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you hit that piñata into your neighbor's yard. Let it go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Millions estimate their benefits online, so they can do what they want offline. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harton.
Welcome back to Fan Talk here on this One Hit Wonder Wednesday. I'm supposed to know who sang that. Who sang that?
Sir Eddie Grant.
Yes, I remember when he was knighted by the Queen.
Exactly.
Yes.
Much like Sir Paul McCartney.
He went down to Buckingham Palace, and I think they tried to stab him. He thought he was being knighted, but I think they tried to stab
him. They did the sword thing. Yeah, he didn't
absolutely
know what was going on.
Absolutely. Going back to Boston John's phone call a minute ago.
Geez.
Well, I mean, he said, they did the same thing to Brett Favre. That was a little different situation.
Yeah.
When they signed Aaron Rodgers when Brett Favre was still the quarterback. Brett Favre, for three straight seasons, basically refused to tell the Packers whether he was coming back or not.
Right, yeah. He was a much bigger diva than Aaron Rodgers has been,
yeah,
in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, he always waited to the last. He would wait till after the draft.
Yeah. And then let him know.
That was a much, much different situation. 843-721-9500. A couple of local notes, and we'll get to the phones. Former Gamecock women's basketball player Alicia Gray won the gold medal today. Ooh. When Russia lost to the United States in 3x3 basketball. So good for her. Southeastern Conference announced today each school's opponents for the upcoming 2022 men's basketball season. South Carolina will face permanent opponents Georgia, Mississippi State, and Tennessee, Auburn, and Vanderbilt in home-and-home series. And then Carolina will also host Florida, Kentucky, LSU, and Missouri, all coming to Columbia this year. Of course, dates and times, that'll be announced at a later date. Columbia continuing their trip here to the holy city. Capital City is in the holy city.
Bingo.
That'll be tonight at 7 o'clock. Been a lot of rain today.
A ton.
But hopefully that field drains pretty good, and I'm sure they had the field covered. So right now, as far as we know, Columbia at the River Dogs tonight. Braves and Mets tonight, 7 o'clock. Game 4 of that 5-game series, and we'll have that on 94.7 FM. And 9:10 a.m. And I believe golf Olympic golf starts tonight.
Here we go, Morikawa. Let's bring it home, baby. Let's bring it home.
Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Okay. Just kind of wanted to touch on the Texas-Oklahoma thing some more. Everyone thought it was kind of, I won't say everybody, but when Sankey came out and explicitly stated that it wasn't the SEC reaching out and that that Texas and Oklahoma reached out first. Now, I'm not a lawyer or anything, but if it comes out in the wash that ESPN is really the driving force behind this, I wonder what kind of legal standing the remaining schools in the Big 12 would have as far as antitrust goes, because they basically will have engineered this entire thing. I don't know if that's a potential hang up to the move, but it is kind of interesting to think about. I don't know what your thoughts are about that.
I mean, even I would know that Texas and Oklahoma coming to the SEC would be huge for TV ratings. I mean, it would change the landscape of that deal that the conference has just signed with ESPN. So I don't think ESPN came in and tried to convince Oklahoma and Texas to leave. Apparently, Oklahoma and Texas weren't very happy with the Big 12 and their TV deal. I don't believe Greg Sankey for 1 minute he acted like it was a surprise to him. I find that hard to believe. But again, who knows? I mean,
if Texas wasn't happy in the Big 12, they ain't going to be happy anywhere.
Well, you're right about it. I don't know why they wouldn't be happy in the Big 12. They basically ran the conference.
Correct, which is why I'm saying this is being driven by TV dollars. And
Now, do I think somebody from ESPN called Texas and Oklahoma saying we want you to join the SEC? No, I don't think so. Even as much as ESPN would love to get rid of that Longhorn network.
Because ESPN, is ESPN the, do they have the grant of rights for the Big 12 and the SEC currently?
I think the Big 12 is split between ESPN and Fox, yeah.
Yeah, you're right, it is Fox, okay. Because if it was ESPN, I guess they would, I would be looking at it, if ESPN was running both of them, I would be looking at it, well, they are trying to save money by not paying one conference and just paying, 75% of the total of both.
Right.
But I don't know, it was just food for thought.
Hey, I appreciate it, man. That's what we do here. We feed thought.
That's what mental vacation.
We're thought feeders.
Let's go, baby.
All you have to do is go back to last year's TV schedule for basketball. Most of the Big 12 football games were on some kind of TV.
Yes.
But basketball, you could have a Wednesday night, Kansas playing Baylor, and it was on ESPN Plus.
They had
a horrible TV deal.
Yeah, you had to have ESPN Plus to watch a lot of those games.
Yeah,
it was
Big 12 basketball, you basically had to subscribe to ESPN Plus.
Well, he had a good point. I think that's what it seems like it's turning into a little bit. And definitely ESPN is wanting to get rid of that Longhorn network and kind of make it their own,
I mean, you just don't pick up the phone do I think they just picked up the phone – called Greg Sankey. Hey, Greg, what you doing?
Greg,
what do you think about us joining the conference? Do I think that happened? No.
No, probably not.
There have been so many, and maybe one day somebody will write a book about how all this came about.
Oh.
All the backroom meetings, the secret phone conversations, and stuff like that.
Somebody definitely will. Somebody's going to get a contract.
Because remember, the SEC, we had Media Days last week, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was announced at SEC Media Days. Week before was the Big 12 Media Days.
Right.
Bob Bosby thought everything was fine.
Yeah, he did.
This had to blindside him.
And I think it blindsided everybody
in
college.
And he's a good
football.
Athletic director.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I don't know. This story just, we may never know what happened in the back.
It'll be like Scottie Pippen writing the book now about his time with Michael
somebody
Jordan.
Will, Somebody will spill the beans one day.
Absolutely.
And then I'll have to read a damn book.
You can audio book it.
Hey, we got an hour in the books. We got 2 more hours to go. Stick around. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Now more than ever, businesses need a banking partner that puts people over profits. At South Carolina Federal Credit Union, your local business is personal to us. We'll help you one-on-one with services and business loans for your most pressing needs, like vehicles, equipment, and mortgages. South Carolina Federal has always been not-for-profit, with a focus on value to help you turn a profit. For more on our business services, visit scfederal.org/business. That's scfederal.org/business. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Right now, South Carolina residents can get free tuition for more than 70 programs at Trident Technical College. That's right, free. It's no gimmick and easy to qualify. Just apply to the college, choose an eligible major, complete the FAFSA, and register for a minimum of 6 credit hours. Free tuition programs are available in engineering, manufacturing, maintenance, and technical trades. Free tuition programs are also available in culinary, hospitality, health and human services, as well as information technology. Get the skills you need to be work ready. Whether you're just starting out or looking for a career change, this is the perfect opportunity to get a quality education without student debt. So what are you waiting for? Visit us online or in person to learn more about free tuition programs. We're here for you. Your success, your future, your college. Visit tridenttech.edu and enroll today.
Hello, Low Country. I'm Christian Halleck, Director of Sales for Hauling Axe Tree Service. Do you have trees you would like removed, a tree requiring a trim or increase in elevation, or do you simply have a tree that is causing you concern? Are you concerned with the upcoming hurricane season? Well, Hauling Axe is the company for you. We offer a wide range of services regarding your trees and landscaping needs. We specialize in the most difficult of tree jobs. When you hire Hauling Axe, you're hiring the best of the best. We are a firefighter-owned and operated, and we provide the same level of professionalism and efficiency to your tree job as we do serving our communities. We invite you to call us today at 843-302-1924 to schedule a free estimate. Military, first responder, and other discounts available. We are licensed, insured, Hauling Axe Tree Service. And that number is 843-302-1924. Hauling Axe Tree Service, serving the Lowcountry for all their tree needs. Find us on Facebook and all social media at Hauling Axe Tree Service.
Are you held captive by high insurance rates?
State Farm, GEICO, USAA, and Allstate are captive insurance agencies and can only offer one quote.
Harrell Insurance is an independent agency.
I'm Bobby Harrell.
And I'm Kathy Harrell.
We represent over 40 top insurance companies, and when we shop your rate, you could save 30 to 40% on your home or auto insurance instantly.
If you're insured by a captive company, call Harrell Insurance at 843-766-9900.
A 5-minute conversation could save you 30 to 40%.
Hello, I'm William Smoke with Smoke's Comfort Control, thanking all our customers for their recent comfort business, which is leading me on a search for additional team players. We are currently interviewing for heating, air conditioning equipment installers that can perform quality work and want to be appreciated. Regardless of your experience level, if you have mechanical talent and the desire, I want to speak with you. I'm offering up to a $3,000 sign-on bonus for the right person. Go to smokescomfort.com or call us at 843-531-9991. That's 843-531-9991 to get more information. The sign-on bonus is for a limited time, so don't delay. Call today.
The home of the lifetime warranty.
Depend on Smokes.
Smokes Comfort Control.
WTMZ 98.9 FM, WTMZ 910 AM and 94.7 FM, W234 CD, Dorchester Terrace, Brentwood, Charleston.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harden.
Take on
like when watching one of those 80...
Like a Breakfast Club type movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure.
Well, one of those teen chicks.
Breakfast Club song.
Well, there was about 16 candles. There were...